Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Man, last time I saw y'all, it was Campound, and then Donovan just took off. Gonzo to Europe.
Yeah.
And what time did you get in last night?
We landed about 9:30-ish. Had to wait for the bags.
Oh, we're expecting Donnie to be back full tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, that's a tough recovery, man. Did you go to sleep okay?
Last night, yes.
You did.
But my eyes popped open about 5 a.m. because 8-hour difference. It's kind of tough to get out of it, you know?
Yeah, very, very difficult. Well, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
All right, boys. So, if it guaranteed a Rangers World Series win this year, not appearance, win, would Norm agree to have a late-in-life Al Pacino baby? Al Pacino, we found out, is getting ready to have a kid at the age of 83.
Do you think that's artificial insemination?
No.
No, no.
Why? No.
Okay.
No.
Just wondering.
Would you, like, though, would you, for the betterment of the entire Metroplex, have a 78-year-old baby? Well, that you are 78.
So, when my baby turned 20, I'd be 99 years old.
Yeah.
Do you think Norm's sperm has a, like, the hair on it like Norm has on his head?
What?
As they're swimming around.
They all have a mustache.
83 and having a kid,
even
dude.
The girl ones.
Even the girl ones. With the mustache and just the Norm head swimming around trying to... But maybe they have a walker trying to get to the egg.
True. And maybe they've got a little distinctive nose.
Right.
Yeah, you do that, Norm, right?
You bet.
Can you see Norm?
Number one, a baby. Oh, my God.
That'd be the best reality show.
I will do this if you will agree that should something happen to me, you'll raise the child.
There you go.
Me?
Yeah, you. You're fully capable.
Do it, Donnie. Come on.
The Rangers just are going to win the World Series.
We need this.
Daddy Donnie.
But I'm old, too.
Donnie likes going to Greece.
That's true. No more Greece.
I'm pushing around Norm's baby in a stroller.
Look at...
Norm's fun baby.
Are you, this your kid? Maybe I get the cops calling on me all the time.
There's no doubt.
That's the way baseball goes.
There's no doubt. You're trotting around with baby Norm and 4 years old with a mustache and no hair.
It's with a bobstick and chop house pullover and diapers. Every part of his wardrobe is sponsored.
Blue quarter zip.
All right, this is a dumb question, but I want to call this guy out for asking it. Tim. He's wondering who would win in a race between Mike McCarthy and Bruce Bochy.
That's Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy
hands
would
down.
Kill Bruce Bochy. Bruce Bochy can barely walk.
To the mound.
Monkey butt.
Yeah. I mean, Mike McCarthy's a big guy, but he's not incapable of running. How old is McCarthy? 54?
That sounds about right.
And Bochy's 72 or 3, but he literally got out of the game because he couldn't walk anymore.
Oh, wait.
He wouldn't even have to run.
Bochy maybe early 70s.
McCarthy, 59.
His knees are 104.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy would walk, and he'd be just fine. So, yes, that's Mike McCarthy in a landslide.
Easy.
Okay. This is gross, but it's a really good question. Would you rather smell Tyler Seguin's gear after Game 5, unwashed?
Oh.
Or Norm's underwear after sitting on a flight to New Zealand?
Seguin's gear.
It's unanimous.
Now, let me tell you.
What a great question.
I know.
I disagree with your answer, DJ.
That's fine.
I'm going to have to agree with DJ.
I wear clean underwear when I go on the plane. I do not sweat four buckets like Tyler Seguin would.
Yeah.
And if any of you have, I know you all have walked into a locker room, a hockey locker room.
It's gross.
Yeah, Norm, that's just a long flight. How long is that flight to New Zealand?
Is it the front or the back you got to smell them on, too?
That doesn't make it any easier.
Just burning them right in the cushion.
There's more than sweat to worry about.
Right, right.
Yeah, like just kind of spilled TT on the front.
Spilled?
Pee-pee trail. Yeah.
Spilled.
Hey, you well, not, wait till you get up to that
no,
age.
No, wait.
Or close to it.
I'm already there.
I know, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm not talking about Norm.
If you were sniffing Tyler Sagan's gear, mm-hmm. wouldn't he have some of the same situation?
Oh, possibly. The mixture of stuff that's in that.
Yeah, still. Those long flights, man. It gets pretty rank on those airplanes. Trust me. I was just on it.
You're thinking of your own personal experience, aren't
you? It gets pretty rank on a long flight.
Got the flight attendant crop dusting.
All right, who's the most famous person in your phone contacts?
I don't have any.
Bork.
Well, God, yeah, he doesn't have phone contacts.
He
doesn't.
I guess it would be...
So you open your phone up.
Hello.
Nothing there.
There's nothing. So you've memorized Mary's number.
Oh, yeah. I've memorized all sorts of numbers.
He has a lot of numbers. He may have the most numbers memorized out of all of us combined.
Speaking of which, I should have turned this off about an hour and a half.
Do you know Donovan's number by heart?
Sure.
That's awesome.
And I don't know Norm's number.
Well, no. Why would you? It's in your phone.
Right,
it's Norm.
Right. Again, he knows more numbers than all of us combined.
There's Donnie's
he has it
number
written down.
Right
That's
there.
Right. That's yeah. exactly right.
Yeah.
Here's Seabass.
Do you know Corby's?
I think so.
Norm, but
he doesn't text back.
No, he doesn't text back. No, so I started emailing.
Yes. Yeah, because Norm. Now, well, look at this screen.
Yeah, I
can't read your texts.
I know it's unbelievable.
It has to be Shaq for you, right?
Yeah, it has to be.
Although you have a separate. Contact list.
A wing.
Of all of my famous friends.
No, it's definitely Shaq.
Is Shaq right next to Switzer?
Well, kind of. They're in the S's. Yeah. Yeah, yeah that's
the
up there.
Kid, maybe the most famous one I have in my phone.
Jason
off
Kidd?
Off the top of my head. No. Kid from Kid and Play.
Oh, Kid.
Yeah. I think.
You don't have any athletes in there that are more popular than him that you randomly have?
No, Trevor Daly.
That's not going to hit it.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I'm not like you.
Loser.
I wonder who the most famous contact I have
okay,
in
God, what is that?
It's so
it's
ridiculous.
That's not a phone book?
It's not even a little black
That's
book.
Like something you would find in the woods where it was next to the porn
there was
book
just a little
in the
peel,
neighborhood.
A little peel just dropped off of it. It's so old.
By the way, Norm. Because we've had this conversation where in our neighborhoods, it seemed like somewhere in the woods, I don't think this exists anymore, but it definitely did when we were growing up, there was always a random place where there would be a porn book or a magazine.
How what? Did you guys book. Even know that?
What?
I didn't know that existed.
What?
Really?
No.
The ditch?
There were a couple of creeks near my house, but I never even thought to go over there because there may be a mag over there.
Why would you keep a magazine in the creek?
Well, it was
not
hidden,
in the creek.
Not in the creek, but in the woods. Like, there were... Our neighborhood, we knew where to go for the nudie mag.
Okay, let's backtrack for
a minute. Because that's exactly where I want to go and do that.
Well, we weren't
near
doing anything.
Yes,
we were like fifth grade. We're
just
looking
to
at
see
it.
Some boobs.
Did you have one, Sean?
Of course.
Yugs.
Did you, DJ?
Absolutely.
Tyler?
Too young for that.
You're not that much younger than DJ.
I know, but he's old. He's an old soul.
Wait a minute. I got to help Corby backtrack.
Go on.
Okay. How do you find out about it? Or are you the one that buried it?
Older brother. Like, not mine, but somebody had an older brother, and they were like, hey, you know that there's a copy of Wii out there in the woods or something like that.
Did the older brother have an older brother?
It had to have. This is passed down... Multiple.
So there's the 1936 Playboys out there somewhere.
I think the Playboy that we had was from the 60s.
Well, what a difference.
Oh, my.
Difference from then to now.
I know.
In that magazine.
Those cone boobs.
Do you think you can go to the creek now and there would still be some out there?
Probably not, because there's not a lot of porno magazines anymore.
There are.
But if they're from
like
the
Playboy
60s when
they're
he
still
was there.
Well,
right.
Now they probably disintegrate.
Yeah.
Right?
Biodegrade.
Yeah.
Maybe the insides haven't.
Yeah, gross. Ugh. Yeah, they've grown. Your salary is doubled, but you have to work the muser's hours.
You have to groom the magazines.
Yeah. Your salary is doubled, but you have to work the muser's hours for the next 30 years.
Done. Hello. Done. I love the morning.
He's up here at that same time anyway.
I've been waiting for George or Craig, not Gordon. I've been waiting for George or Craig to throw up the white flag now for 20-some years at this station. Donnie?
I did that shift for a while. It's
brutal. I mean, Sean did it forever.
How many years?
Like almost 9 years. And yeah, it sucked.
Hey, at KLIF, this is before you were born, Corby. At KLIF, I would do the morning show, and there was no ticker man. And there was no three hosts. It was me.
And there was no internet.
And no internet. God. And I have to get there and write DJ's tickers, because we do sports updates, and do that from, now the hours were a little shorter. It was 6 to 9. 5:30 to 9? Something like that.
Still,
it was
though,
6 to 9, because I would work until 6 on my overnight shift and hand it over to Norm on my on my overnight shift when I was giving sports updates.
When you were Bone Brother, what was the hour
then? Mornings?
I know, but like, what were the hours?
5 to 9.
5 to 9?
Yeah, we started at 5 a.m.
Well, come on. Let's push George
No, you can have it. I did that.
Is it? I don't even, I mean, that's the thing. First off, it's 30 years. No. N-O, no. But then it's just, quality of life, man. They're used to it. I'm too old to get into that game now, right? Like,
you would be sleepy.
I can't do it.
All the time.
It's like Norm having a baby right now. He's too old to get into the lifestyle of having a baby.
What? No, no.
And that's why the Rangers are going to lose the World Series. I can't do it, man.
You could do it.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've filled in enough times on White Elephant Days and random days. It ruins my day and the next day.
You'd get used to it.
I don't know.
You'd do the morning show.
No, you don't get used to it.
You do not get used to it.
Okay, I've been outvoted.
You've been outvoted.
Keep going, Corby. I've been outvoted.
No, DJ. The Rangers may get to the playoffs this year, but they get swept in the ALCS. Do you take that right now?
Heavens no.
But they're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to win a round.
No.
So right now, the it's World Series.
Well, I look at the Rangers this way. Okay. There are guys hiding from the law in the bullpen. I understand that. But they can shore that up with a trade or two.
Yes, they can.
This team is perfectly built to win a World Series.
It's just so crazy to even think about saying right now.
They won 30 games last year.
I know. That's why I would probably lean towards saying yes, even making it to the playoffs, ALCS, and getting swept, because I feel like this is not it. They didn't push their chips all in and say, this is it, this is the year, and then you'll be disappointed. Of course you'll be disappointed, but I think I'll take it right now.
This is their window with Bochy, but for year one to go to the ALCS,
that would be great.
After winning 68 games last year,
right,
that is a fantastic
win. So you take it?
I mean, I would like for them to not get swept, but
if you had to, yes, I think I would.
I want October baseball. So
no, I want to roll out DeGrom, and then Uvalde, and then Perez, and then Gray, and then in game five, I swing right back with DeGrom. Listen, there are not many teams constructed in the major leagues right now that can roll that kind of pitching out games one through four.
I agree.
But you have to be realistic and say year one of this project, an ALCS appearance would be pretty sweet.
What if they face Oakland?
Oakland?
What?
They've won 10 games this year.
We got a bigger story if Oakland is making the playoffs.
10.
Then I kind of want Oakland to win. With the start that they had, and then if they make it to the ALCS, okay, they deserve to sweep Texas.